Welcome to What Matters in North Carolina. My name is Mark Shiver, and I'm excited because I've been trying since before the session started to get our next guest on the show. And one thing has led to another and led to another, and we just haven't been able to put it together for one reason or another. But today I am going to be talking with Representative Beverly Boswell, and she is really fascinating freshman member of the House of Representatives from Dare County, District 6. There's Hyde County in her district and Washington and part of Beaufort. And she is a conservative, and she doesn't mind if you know that. And I'm looking forward to talking to her about a lot of things, her district and the challenges of having, you know, rural communities that are not as financially well off in her district. You know, in Dare County, they do pretty well with all of the tourism and stuff, but Hyde and Washington and such have some challenges there. And so I'm going to talk to her about the growing need for renovating and rebuilding schools and having new schools in the rural North Carolina, which is, as you know, something we've talked about a lot with various members of the North Carolina General Assembly here on this show. Also, she's filed a bill that has to do with repealing certificate of need laws. She's filed a bill that says life begins at conception. And I'm sure that that made a lot of folks on the left very happy. And so we're going to talk with Representative Beverly Boswell right now. Joining us now on What Matters in North Carolina is Representative Beverly Boswell. She represents District 6, the fine folks in Dare and Hyde and Washington and part of Beaufort. And Representative Boswell, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, we certainly are excited to talk to you because I have seen your name several times in relation to various news stories. And for a freshman representative, you seem to be awfully busy and awfully involved. And tell me what it's like. How do you feel like being a freshman there in the House of Representatives, this being your first term?
Well, my first term has been very busy. I think I came in there like most people, and I have several things that are priority. So I wanted to jump on those and get it started because, let's be honest, it is the government, so it will take some time. I have had some great mentors, Michael Speciale, Chris Millis, Larry Pittman. They've been so good to me.
Well, it really does take having someone who's been there for a little while to help navigate, because I'm sure it was a little overwhelming. I mean, would you say that it was when you first walked into that chamber and thought, wow, here I am, I'm going to be making laws for our state?
Absolutely overwhelming. It just clarifies that everything I say and do affects everybody in North Carolina.
Wow.
So I have to pray before I make decisions, look at, and really dig into the bills before I vote.
Are you, one of the bills, just dive right into one of the bills that you've sponsored is House Bill 163, and it would define life at conception. Now, I'm sure that there are folks on the left who don't want to have anything to do with that, but why did you feel that bill was important to file?
Well, first of all, I ran on that there is life at conception. And I wanted to make sure that the people that voted for me knew that I was going to pursue that avenue. Apparently, for some reason, the government is unsure about when life begins. But it's crystal clear in scientific information when life occurs.
Yeah.
So I thought I would help the government out and give them the definition.
Well, have you had any kind of response from your colleagues as to whether or not you think they will hear your bill in a committee? I know that it's been referred to the House Health Committee. What do you think about the chances of it making it to crossover?
Well, I'm going to take the opportunities during this week and talked with leadership and discussed with them how important that this is, not only to North Carolinians, but I feel that everybody around the country will be looking at this deal. I'm hopeful that it will be heard, if not in this session, but in the short session, because I've had a lot of high fives and I've had a lot of support through our churches and through our health care providers. And then again, like you said, I've had a lot of opposition towards the left. And I understand both sides, but I'm sticking with the true definition at life at conception. And that is in itself, I mean, it just proves life is when you are conceived. End of story.
Well, it certainly makes sense to me, but I guess some people don't see things that way. You are involved in the health field in your regular job, I guess, since the legislature is supposed to be part-time, although I know that it doesn't feel like it. But you have filed another health-related bill, House Bill 640, which is titled Repeal Certificate of Need Laws. Now, this is something, Representative Boswell, I'm sure you know that this topic is one that's been kicked around quite a bit over the last several years and the last several sessions, and you have filed this bill. What's the response been to this bill? Do you think it will get a fair hearing?
I absolutely hope so. This bill is imperative to all the rural health citizens that we have. I have four rural health counties. Finding good health care and finding providers is extremely difficult for these people. Not only that, they have a lot of other barriers usually in rural health. They have trouble with transportation. So everybody says, oh, Elizabeth City's an hour away, or oh, Greenville's just a couple hours away. Well, that's a lot when you have zero transportation. I think it's very important that we take a look at these individuals and consider their health care a top priority in this state. That's the only reason I am pursuing the Certificate of Need repeal. There's nothing, I have nothing against any of the hospitals, any of the big providers, and I have no intention of taking away anything from them. I just want to be able to provide health care for these rural health citizens.
Well, I'm sure you know the mayor of Belhaven, Mayor O'Neill, and he fought long and hard to keep the hospital open there in his town, and eventually those efforts failed and it was actually torn down. But we had him on the show a couple of times, and he, to your point, said the exact same thing, that these rural communities oftentimes, particularly when it's in an emergency type situation, they really don't have anywhere to go that's nearby. And so the certificate of need laws really prevent the rural areas from being able to have the kind of health care that they need.
They absolutely do. I think the people that are afraid of this bill don't quite understand what we go through. We do not have the specialists that come here. And a lot of times in the Outer Banks, we have a senior population. And that whole senior population is having to travel hours to get the health care that should be able to be provided to them here.
Yeah.
So I understand what the mayor was talking about, and unfortunately it didn't end well for them.
One of the things that you have brought to the table, even before you decided to, even before you came to Raleigh, right after you were elected, is you make no bones about the fact that you're a conservative. And I think that sometimes liberals don't appreciate that. But do you find it hard to stand up for what you believe in the General Assembly, or do people respect, you know, who you are and what you stand for?
Well, the vast majority of the people respect my views, and they understand where I'm coming from, because just like you said, I don't try to hide any of my beliefs. And I'd like to say I'm forthcoming, but I'm open to learning.
Right.
Always open to learning. So if they have any information that they can share with me to educate me, I can, you know, be led to whatever bill they're talking about. But no, I'm not going to pretend I'm somebody I'm not, because I think when you say, this is what I believe in, I respect that. But if I have a bill I want you to look at, and I know you're not on the same level as I am, I'm going to offer you and educate you to show you why this is a good bill. I think it's very important that all of the citizens that vote for you know exactly what you believe in. And that's the way you'll be represented when you get sent to Raleigh.
Yeah. Well, I think people respect that. They might not agree with it, but certainly, you know, they have to respect that whether they agree with you or not. In my experience, that's what I have found. Folks like to know where you stand. I was fortunate to have Representative Jones, Burt Jones, on the show last week.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, last week. And he, you know, he's a very outspoken person of faith. And, you know, I think people appreciate that. They might not agree with it, but like you said, people need to know, you know, where you stand. And now on a more practical kind of a thing here, this issue hasn't really been something we've heard about lately, but the plastic bags have come back to make their way into the headlines. And you guys are trying to repeal the ban on the plastic shopping bags. Tell me about that.
Well, I didn't mean to start a war, but apparently I did. This ban is just for Dare County, and Manio is exempt. As I've looked through this, I've seen that there's some unconstitutionality about it, so I've really been working on that part.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm trying to say is that you can use a plastic bag if that's what you choose to do. There's an option only. The problem is not the plastic bag. The problem is pollution.
Right.
I was on the beach this weekend. I saw a ton of cigarette butts, water bottles, and other trash. So I'm working on this wonderful bill called Don't Mess with North Carolina. This is going to hopefully deter the polluter or the litter bug, whichever you want to call them. I actually took a big chunk of this bill from Don't Mess with Texas. They have this bill, and they are one of the cleanest states in the United States. And I'm trying to educate people about plastic, period. I mean, every loaf of bread you buy is a plastic bag.
Right.
Hamburger and hot dog roll, plastic bag. Sea life and animal life is killed by helium balloons. I mean, a lot.
Hmm.
And they haven't been stopped. They're still selling those. And think about the amount of ice that we sell in the Outer Banks.
Plastic bags.
Plastic bags. And, you know, another thing you seldom think of is when you go to the vegetables, you put your vegetables in a plastic bag, your fruit in a plastic bag.
Hmm.
So the only true complaint I've been getting are the plastic grocery bags. I find it hard to believe that people are getting groceries, putting them on the counter, and throwing the plastic bag out the window. That's why I'm saying it's truly a pollution problem, not a plastic bag problem. And if you don't want to use a plastic bag, don't use it.
Well, that certainly makes sense. Maybe that's maybe it makes too much sense. I don't know. Sometimes things down at the General Assembly, if they make too much sense, they don't never seem to go anywhere. But joking.
I agree.
But let me ask you this. Now, the budget is coming up sometime when the Senate gets their budget prepared. We've already seen Governor Cooper's. The Senate will roll theirs out probably in a couple of weeks. I was speaking with Representative Dollar earlier today, and he said that hopefully the whole process can be done by June, which is, I think, a little optimistic given the track record down there. But are you looking forward to working on the budget?
Fortunately, I have a small bit of knowledge about budgets. I was a Dare County Commissioner, so we started our budget early as well. So I know we have a good foundation, and I'm looking forward to working with Representative Dollar, because as you know, he's a very smart man.
Mm-hmm.
We've already had a lot of requests, of course, and if I could, I'd give everybody everything they needed. But what I try to remember is we have to be good stewards of our taxpaying dollars, and that's everybody.
Yeah.
That's you and me. So I try to want to be frugal with our dollars and get as much as we can for that dollar. And that's the way I approach the budget.
You know, I wanted to ask you something, because you really are, as a representative in District 6 out there in the Outer Banks, that is a rural area. And, of course, it can be said that tourism brings in a lot of money, but we've heard for years now about the growing difference between the ability of places like Raleigh and Charlotte and Greensboro and Asheville, the larger, you know, urban areas, with the big, broad tax property tax bases. You know, they're able to build schools anytime they want to, and this and that. But we've been hearing a lot lately about how the rural communities are just really struggling to be able to come up with the money to renovate schools or build a new school. Have you had any conversations that might be promising, at least, that there is hope in the near future on how to deal with this problem? Because so far, it doesn't really seem like there's been any kind of, you know, solution that anybody has been able to think of that really is going to work. I know Senator Brown last session tried to move sales tax money around, and that didn't really go over very well. But it's got to be something that makes you scratch your head on how you can help your constituents who are in the rural areas.
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying. We're very fortunate in Dare County, and we do have new schools because of our tourism population and our tax dollars here. But in Hyde, Washington, and Beaufort, they're in such dire need schools, and we need safe schools. These buildings are falling down, literally. And like you said, they could go up on property tax. I mean, I did the math for that. You couldn't even buy a school bus.
Wow.
For what, you know, we would go up on property tax. I mean, that's not an answer. I've looked at the lottery money, and I've looked at Senator Brown's bills that he has that would give us a small advantage of building schools. But I think this year it is going to be a priority to have those capital gains to go towards these schools or lack of schools for these smaller rural counties. I mean, Hyde is in a hot mess, and Plymouth needs a new high school, to say the least. So
yeah.
I think it's very important that we pool all of our resources and make it a priority.
Well, I hope that you'll be able to get some stuff accomplished there in that regard, because I know that it really is needed. So last question, and I really do appreciate you being our guest. You're very, very easy to talk to, and I just enjoy talking with you.
And I really
think that the work that you're doing, particularly as a freshman representative, is outstanding. But what is your biggest takeaway so far? You've been down there since January, so basically we're coming up on 3 full months of having been serving. What do you think about when you go on the way home, making that long drive from Raleigh to the Outer Banks? What do you take away from your experience so far as in representing the people of your district?
So far, all the representatives I have met and spoken with personally are really plugged into their counties and the citizens they represent, and they want to represent them the best to their ability. Now, here's the bad part. Their representation might be different from mine, but that doesn't mean they're wrong. They know their counties better than anybody else.
Right.
So before I make a decision about their county, I want to speak with them about it and how it affects the rest of North Carolina. And I've asked everybody else to please do the same for me. Before you make any decisions about my county, and if you need to be educated, for example, fishing, farming, or hunting, I'll be glad to give you any information that you need so you don't harm our citizens and put us out of business and put us on welfare, become dependent on the government because their way of living is being taken away from them. So I just think I need to be a better networker. I'm not good with that. I'm used to going in there, make my bills, and I think if I'm right, it's right, but it's not. I need to talk to more people, and I'm going to try to do a better job at that starting today.
Well, I will let you get off, but one last thing. You mentioned hunting, so I'll blame this one more question on you. I noticed where you were talking about a bill that had to do with dogs running into other people's property, and you said that might not be such a good idea in terms of the dog bill, where hunting dogs.
I'm a big hunting fan. My whole family hunts from way back, from generations and generations, and my son. I think our hunters, our fishermen, are the most conservative conservationists and the original environmentalists ever. They take care of their property, which are their puppy dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They take care of their weapons. And I have found them to truly be respectful and responsible men and women. I don't think any more regulation is needed for any of these industries. It truly hurts the individual. And I would like to preserve any of these rights that we have for my grandchildren.
Well, I certainly think that is something that a lot of our listeners, myself included, will agree with you on, Representative Boswell. Thank you very much for your time. I know you're busy, and we really appreciate it. And hope that you have a great week down there in Raleigh.
Right.
And we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
I appreciate the time. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. I really do like Representative Beverly Boswell. She's one of those folks that she's just not going to lie to you. She's going to tell you the way she feels, whether you like it or not, whether you agree with her or not, but not do so in an ugly way. She is who she is, and you can count on that, and I appreciate that very much. I appreciate that she's a person of faith, a person of strong conservative foundation, and I think she's doing a good job representing her constituents. And I've seen her quoted on several times recently on various stories, and I just said to myself, you know what, I really need to get her on the show. And so it worked out today that we could do that. So I'm very glad that I was able to bring you that interview, and hope you'll share it with your friends and your family. Because for a freshman, she's not sitting in the back kind of, you know, still overwhelmed, still trying to get her feet wet. She's dove right in, and she's doing work down there at the North Carolina General Assembly. And the folks in District 6 can be proud of their representative. Well, we're proud that you listen to our show. We appreciate it very, very much. As you know, you can find us in the iTunes and Google Play stores. So why not tell a friend or a family member that they can subscribe to the show right there? And also, of course, at freedomactionnetwork.com. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow's going to be great too. So don't dare miss tomorrow's episode of What Matters in North Carolina.